Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Today we are interviewing Dr. Banta, a dentist here in Portland. Each February, the American Dental Association sponsors National Children's Dental Health Month to raise awareness about the importance of oral health. Developing good habits at an early age and scheduling regular dental visits help children get a good start on a lifetime of healthy teeth and gums. Dr. Banta, why is it important for children to get regular dental visits and what age should they begin?
Normally, we recommend they start at least by age 3. I'd recommend for parents to watch the teeth closely. If they see anything unusual before then, you know, bring them in. But by age 3, they should definitely be seen. It's important to get regular visits because if problems do occur, if they get decay, it can be caught early, and it's much easier on anyone, but especially children, to fix something when it's small rather than let it get more complicated.
Even before they visit the dentist's office, let's talk about babies. What should I use to clean baby teeth, and are baby teeth really that important?
Under the age of 1, they sell soft bristle, real small headed toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. And what I would do age 1 and below is just not use toothpaste, but wet it. And maybe at night before they go down to bed, just brush lightly with just water. And for under age 1, that's the best thing you can do. As far as baby teeth importance, they're extremely important. A lot of people think they aren't because they're going to be mm-hmm. lost anyway. But they allow the children to develop proper speech patterns. They hold the space to allow the proper eruption of permanent teeth. Mm-hmm. And they allow the child to eat normally and chew normally, which is important for their general health.
So what do you think about thumb sucking and pacifier habits? Are they harmful?
Well, they can be. There are pacifiers that are kind of orthodontically approved pacifiers that aren't as bad. Up to age 3, probably not so bad, but if the child's still doing it after age 3, you might want to tell the dentist about it, have them see the dentist, maybe make some suggestions what you could do. It's not an easy habit to stop. It can be very difficult getting them to stop that. But if it goes on and on and you just can't get it stopped, there's actually appliances you can make for the child that they can wear that makes it difficult to get a finger or thumb in there.
As my children get older, there's all different brands and types of toothpaste on the market. When should I begin to let my child use toothpaste? What type of toothpaste and how much?
Okay, the type isn't probably really critical. The toothpaste companies claim there's a big difference, but really the brand of toothpaste isn't really the most important thing. As far as when, I think between age 1 and 2, I would put just a tiny little bit of toothpaste on that brush and brush for them. Try to get them to spit out as much of it as they can, but just don't use very much. But from age 2 to 5, just a little pea size amount of toothpaste on the brush is plenty. And parents should supervise that brushing until the child can do it well themselves. And that varies with the children. Some 4-year-olds can do it fine themselves and some can't. So you just kind of have to watch them and see and supervise and help them until they don't need it.
On the topic of preventing tooth decay, can you tell us how dental sealants work?
Yeah, sealants are normally done on permanent teeth. the first 6-year molars, first permanent molars, the 12-year molars, which are the second molars, and then the bicuspid. Those are the teeth that are normally sealed, but we just etch the surface and flow it down into the little pits and grooves on the chewing surfaces. You don't have to numb the teeth or anything. It's real easy to do. The kids don't mind it, and they're real easy to apply, but they prevent decay forming down in those pits and grooves on those newly erupted permanent teeth.
During a checkup, sometimes x-rays are recommended. How safe are dental x-rays?
They're very safe. If we were having this conversation 40 or 50 years ago, the doses of radiation were a lot higher. But nowadays, dentists who still use regular x-rays normally use high-speed film, and so you don't need a lot of exposure time with that. Some dentists are going to digital images instead of x-rays, and quite frankly, the radiation from a digital image is practically nothing, very, very little. So, yeah, I would say overall dental x-rays are very safe.
We all want the best for our children, so tell us how we as parents can help prevent tooth decay.
Probably the most important things are to try to watch the amount of sugar in their diet, in both drinks and snacks and things like that. Snacks like fruits and vegetables that are better, they can drink water once in a while, they don't always have to drink sweet things, but just really watching the amount of sugar that they get is really important. Make sure they get to the dentist every 6 months. As I mentioned before, it's good to catch things early. It's a lot easier to fix. But I think more parents need to supervise their kids' brushing when they're real young. I think a lot of times they turn them loose with the toothbrush and they go in and said they brush and you don't really know what they really got done. So I think spending a little more time supervising your kids' brushing is probably a very important tip.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for being with us on Health Talk today. And again, Dr. Banta has a family of dental practice here in Portland. It's located at 1413 West Fotal Street. And to contact Dr. Banta's office or to schedule an appointment, you can call 260-726-7822. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And this is your minute to be fit. 20 easy ways to burn 100 calories. Sometimes when we're working long hours or jammed with extra responsibilities, we tend to forego our workouts until things calm down. Instead of bailing on your exercise plan, I recommend the following suggestion. Use some imagination. I'm providing 20 easy ways to burn 100 calories. You might want to add one per day or a few per week. Try not to look at it as this isn't enough. Instead, focus on the cumulative effect, meaning if you perform even just one of these activities per day, that's 700 calories burned in a week and 2,800 burned in a month. That will make a difference. So here are the top 20 ways to burn 100 calories and have fun. Vacuuming. 25 minutes of vacuuming around your home will burn just about 100 calories. Gardening. It's the digging and raking that will reap the most fitness benefits. These are the bigger calorie burners when it comes to gardening. In fact, you can burn up to 100 calories in just 15 minutes with these movements. Walking. The easiest and one of the most natural movements known to human beings. 15 minutes of brisk walking will burn approximately 100 calories. A brisk daily walk at lunchtime or after work will make a difference. Jogging in place. If you jog in place for about 12 minutes, you can burn a little more than 100 calories. Dancing. 20 minutes of dancing at a moderate pace will burn 100 calories. Ironing clothes. If you have to do it for the whole family, you might as well know the calories that you're burning. Just a bit more than 100 calories in 25 minutes. Badminton. A casual, non-competitive 20-minute game of badminton will get you to the mark, and it's a lot of fun. Housework. Vigorous housework for 20 minutes will burn a little more than 100 calories. You have to do it, so why not make it count? Volleyball. 12 minutes of volleyball is all it takes to reach our magic number. Not a bad way to burn some calories, especially while on the beach. Biking. How about a light bike ride? A light intensity of approximately 10 miles per hour will burn more than 100 calories in just 40 minutes. Golfing. Just 20 minutes of golf will burn 100 calories, but this doesn't count riding in the golf cart. Swimming. I'm not referring to swimming laps or training for the Olympics. Just a 15-minute leisurely swim will get us to our goal. High-impact aerobics. You might wonder why I would include this. It's not like you're going to aerobic class for 10 minutes. However, if you're pressed for time or working long hours, You can invest in a fun aerobic DVD and use it for 10 minutes after a warm-up each day. That's close to 120 calories in just 10 minutes. Car waxing. Forget the car wash. Do it yourself on a nice day. Just 20 minutes of waxing your car will burn more than 100 calories. Frisbee. A fun 30-minute frisbee toss with your kids or a friend will burn up our needed calories, and it's a bit more pleasurable than the treadmill. Take the stairs. If you work in an office building, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Approximately 20 minutes will burn about 100 calories. You don't have to do it all at one time. Just make sure to spread it out during the day. Pushing a baby stroller. Pushing a stroller burns approximately 60 calories in 20 minutes. No problem. Two nice and easy 20-minute strolls per day will get the job done without even breaking a sweat. Mowing the lawn with a self-propelled mower. 25 minutes and you've burned about 100 calories. Painting. Do you need to paint a room in your home or apartment? You can burn approximately 100 calories with 20 minutes of painting. Plus, you get a better-looking room at the same time. Weight training. 15 minutes of vigorous weight training will burn approximately 100 calories. You don't have to work out forever. Just 3 15- to 20-minute sessions per week will keep your bones strong and your muscles tight. And you'll keep burning calories after you work out. Now go burn some calories, but check with your doctor before starting this or any exercise program. And this has been your Minute to Be Fit. Your recipe for this week is grilled chicken taco pizzas. This recipe makes 3 individual pizzas. Ingredients: 1 packet of taco seasoning, and this can be low sodium, 1/4 cup of canola oil or olive oil, plus more for brushing, 1 pound of skinless, boneless chicken breasts, 1 16-ounce tube of pizza dough, all-purpose flour for dusting, 1 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese, 1 cup of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 1 avocado, juice of 1 lime, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 tablespoon of diced red onion, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1 cup of fresh salsa, 1/2 cup of sour cream, and 1/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. Directions: mix the taco seasoning and the canola oil in a shallow bowl. Pound the chicken between 2 pieces of plastic wrap to 1/4 inch thick. Add the chicken to the bowl, turning to coat, and marinate 30 minutes. Preheat a grill to medium-high. Grill the chicken until cooked through, about 4 minutes per side. Let cool, and then cut into bite-sized pieces. Divide the dough into 3 pieces. Roll out each on a floured surface into an 8-inch round. Brush with canola oil, sprinkle with taco seasoning, and grill until crisp, 3 to 5 minutes per side, and remove from the grill. Mix the cheeses in a bowl and then sprinkle on the crust and top with the chicken. Return the pizzas to the grill and cook until the cheese is melted, about 5 minutes. Meanwhile, mix the avocado, lime juice, cumin, chili powder, red onion, and salt and pepper to taste. Top the pizzas with the avocado mixture, salsa, sour cream, and cilantro. To find this recipe on our website, please visit www.jcountyhospital.com.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.